and said was the theme of all conversation. The electoral tie between Jefferson and Burr, with Adams not so far behind, threw the contest to the House of Representatives, and no one knew what would happen. It was suddenly a whole new election, taking place in the House where each of the 16 state delegations had one vote to cast. Whoever won 9 of those votes would become president. "The crisis is momentous," the Washington Federalist newspaper declared in the second week of February. Could Burr, who admitted that he thought of politics as fun and honor and profit, be made president by mischievous Federalists, taking the election from Jefferson, a fellow Republican? Or could Jefferson's foes elect an interim president, denying Jefferson and his Republicans ultimate power? In the claustrophobic atmosphere of Washington, anything seemed possible, and Jefferson, who liked to cultivate the air of a philosopher who was above the merely political, found himself in a struggle to secure his own election and, in his mind, rescue the nation from the allegedly monarchical tendencies of the Federalist Party. As a young man in 1776, he had hazarded all for the American experiment in liberty. Now, a quarter of a century later, Jefferson believed that the United States, as he knew it and loved it, might not long endure. During the 1800 campaign, the Patriots